KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my KX Takeover. I'm Lisa Farber of LagunaNow.com, LagunaBeachVibe.com, Weekend Updates with Ed, and Laguna Beach Favorites. I'm so excited to be here today to raise funds for our beloved radio station. And we are celebrating the reveal of the long-awaited results of our Laguna Beach Favorites contest for 2022. Yes. Yes. Oh, Darby's excited.
Sorry, Darby. I won't do that again.
Great. So I invited four brick and mortar business owners here in Laguna Beach.
Let him bark.
It's fine.
That have been voted a favorite in their respective categories. I have Marion Keegan from Art of Fitness. Samantha Wharton from Mozambique and Skyloft.
Hello, Samantha.
Mish McClendon from Mish McClendon Jewelry.
Mish.
Stacey Dumas of Woods Cove Art Studio and Gallery, and our honorary winner, Ken Aubuchon.
Ken. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And Darby. Don't forget Darby.
I did say Darby.
Right, okay.
When we come back from this musical break, we'll find out what makes them the favorites. So in the meantime, enjoy Yola and her excellent cover of Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Gonna come down. When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You cannot hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This girl's too young to be singing. Shoot down your plane. It'll take you a couple of vodka and tonics to set you on your feet again. And maybe you've got a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Long girls who ain't got a penny sniffing for tip.
That was tasty.
That was tasty.
This is Lisa Farber of Lisa's Takeover. This is the last day of KX Takeover, so please make a donation by texting the name Lisa to 949-715-5936 or call the same number. Maybe we'll put you on air. Or go to the kxfmradio.org website and select Lisa's Takeover so I can possibly win the Silver Tongue Award. Thank you.
It's a beautiful award this year.
Yes, beautiful it is. Award. All right. Let's meet our guests. Art of Fitness was voted favorite fitness studio gym, and here to tell us what the favorite things that people love about Art of Fitness is owner Marianne Keegan.
Hi. Hey, Marianne.
Hey. Okay. Everybody grab your weights. No, I'm just kidding. I think, you know, we've been here a long time. We're really into the community. I mean, it's been just 20 years now. We've been here 20 years. I feel like I follow the Yellow Brick Road into what's now the Hip District. You know, before it was just the Art of Fitness and Chris's place, the Casa del Camino, and that was it. It was just every place was abandoned. And now you look at it, like I said, we're the Hip District. There's a lot of vitality. Right. You know, there's a lot going on. There's tons of community. So I'd say what made us who we are is community. You know, we do a lot with the community. I was at the Sawdust Festival. It was great to see.
Yeah, saw you there.
You see people that, you know, that you haven't seen in years. You're like, oh, yeah, you're the guy who builds rocks and makes sculptures on the beach. You know,
it's really cool. Right?
It's pretty cool. Right. That's Laguna. I think Laguna's got its own flavor that you won't find anywhere in the world. You know, it's just so eclectic and so cool, and it's got a great vibe. And so we try to constantly reinvent. You know, especially through COVID, you know, we had a pretty rough ride through COVID, but we had, you know, a fair amount of people who stuck beside us. We used our employees to remodel, you know. I learned how to lay carpet, how to put down floors, how to paint, you know, a lot of stuff about construction.
Well, I need to talk to you about a living room.
So your members, just they love you because you care. You're there. You were through COVID. I mean, you wanted to make sure that they were, you know.
Yeah, and you know, and it's also about listening, you know, to the pulse of who your clients are. And as we've evolved, we started out pretty much just a fitness gym with spin classes, and that's it. And over the 20 years, we have 150 classes now. We're the only gym in town that has classes, and it's all inclusive. So, you know, when you get a membership, you're getting everything. You're getting, you know, now we have When yoga works closed, we picked up a lot of the yoga teachers. So now we have tons of yoga classes, a variety of yoga classes. Great. We have Pilates, we have boot camp, we have spin. One of my things that I'm really excited about right now, we noticed the changing in Laguna. There's a lot more younger people coming in with kids. So we started a kids program.
Oh,
and this
very
will be my challenge.
Smart.
This will be my challenge.
Are kids as lazy as I think they are?
When they're five, no, they got a lot of energy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We're getting lazier trying to keep up with them because they're so fast.
Well, I noticed that read on the website you have a master's in exercise physiology.
Yeah.
So you really understand the body.
Yeah, and I have a bachelor's in physical education out of Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky.
All right.
A master's from Indiana University. And my partner, Fernanda, she has a bachelor's degree in kinesiology from Brazil.
Okay.
You know, Dennis, who's our manager, is like the meet and greet guy. He's been there 16 years. I mean, you know, we're a family. That's, you know, how it kind of works for us. You know, it's great.
That's why you're the favorite.
Right.
Well,
family.
I don't know if that's why. I hope that's part of it. You know, we try to like, you know, help people as much as we can. And I've noticed that. Here's an interesting thing. So the girl who's running our kids program, her last name is, see if you can figure out who her grandfather is. It's Alyssa Linkletter.
Art Linkletter. There you go. Wow.
So, isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, and you know, he dealt with children. Now she's dealing with children.
Right.
So it's kind of a legacy. And she's works in the school system. So, you know, she's really, really good with kids. And we do art classes for the kids.
Art Linkletter classes.
Oh, see, there you go. But up bump. So it's a fun environment, and we hang out with our clients. You know, we have a lot of fun with them. And more importantly, we are trying to get things back going with the socialization, because I really feel like, you know, especially, you know, the older clientele, there's still some fear factor about getting out, getting around people.
Yeah.
You know, we have a 1,000 square feet upstairs that's separate from the gym where you can take, you know, beginning yoga classes, advanced yoga classes, you know, Vinyasa Flow. You can take bar classes, Pilates classes, boot camp. So we're trying to make sure that everyone has not just, it's not just a place to get in shape, which is super important.
Right.
Because the healthier you are, the more you fight off COVID.
Right.
But also, it's a place, we need socialization.
Yeah.
You know, we've
yeah.
been locked down for 2 years. We need a healthy place we can go and hang out. And these guys, you know, as they're coming back, they're like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. It's really, feels good, you
okay.
know?
Okay, well that's, I think I need to sign up at Artifact.
All right,
yeah.
sign up.
You know what? You really do. You'd be yeah. part of the.
We're going to do something in the next minute or two, and we're going to have a little workout session here in the studio.
I'll wow. tell you what I'll do.
And
I haven't done
at
this.
Home, what?
If someone calls in and they just donate whatever they want to donate, I'll give 3 months free.
Wow.
And all classes
Thank
included.
Wow.
And all you have to do is call in and make a pledge and. And, you know, let's get started.
Here, let me call in right now.
Call in.
Okay. Use my headphones. All right, so what? Tell us about the song that you chose.
I picked a couple of songs, you know, but the first song was more community-based. But the second song, or the song that we're, you know, because we're only playing one song,
yeah.
is all about doing squats.
Yeah, let's do it. The squat
get your booty
song.
Going.
The squat song.
It's the squat song.
I love the title of the squat song.
It's the squat
now
song.
Now squat. Jump up.
Now squat, jump up.
Now squat, jump up. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, stop, stop.
Jump up, let me see you work your legs. Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs. Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs. Now squat, jump up.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up.
Now squat, jump up.
Now squat, jump up.
Now squat, jump up.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, 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 stop.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs. Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs. Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs. Now squat, jump up.
Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Let me see you work your legs and don't stop. Now squat, jump up, let me see you work your legs and don't stop.
Next, I want to introduce you to Samantha Wharton, the marketing genius behind everything going on at Mozambique Restaurant and Nightclub and its partner in Laguna, Skyloft Restaurant and Nightclub.
Samantha!
Yeah!
Good morning.
Samantha, thanks for coming in, Samantha.
Of course.
I don't get to see you very often.
I know.
I want to congratulate you and owner Ivan Spears for being voted at Mozambique favorite brunch, favorite happy hour, and favorite rooftop restaurant and bar, and at Skyloft, favorite rooftop restaurant bar, the Silver Award.
Wow. Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's not a shelf of awards.
Yes. So tell us, Samantha, what are some of the favorite things that guests love about Mozambique and Skyloft?
Well, there's so many, but I'll start with where you awarded us. Happy hour. I think we're one of the very few places that does happy hour every single day. One of the few places where you get an ocean view with your happy hour every single day.
Both so, places.
Yeah. Two for two so far.
Two for two. We've got probably one of the biggest happy hour menus I've seen, where you can come in and get like a full-on meal for under $20 still with the way the world is. So
yeah,
I feel like that's pretty special, and that keeps, you know, people coming back. It keeps us a favorite. Brunch, I would say, is kind of unique just because we've got our South African twist at Mozambique. And at Skyloft, we've got our in-house smoker. So we do like smoked brisket, you know, eggs Benedict instead of just your traditional. We've got like a South African farmer sausage at Mozambique. So we've got a different take on brunch than your regular eggs and pancakes.
I didn't know about the smoker.
Yeah, I did. And I also knew about the South African twist. That was another version of Chubby Checker's song, I think.
I thought you knew everything about this. Okay, and then also favorite, well, obviously, rooftop restaurant bar. We've got the veranda still at Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
And
the veranda rooftop at Mozambique and the rooftop on Skylofts, which Ivan has now deemed Sky Bar. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
I need to know those things. Yes. I have to say that, yeah.
I love the ocean view while I sit there and eat. That is so
it's
cool.
It's calming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just relaxing. I take my breaks up there, to be honest. I mean, who wouldn't?
No wonder, no wonder I can never get that corner table. My table!
So walk us through like the perfect experience.
Okay, pick a place and then I'll...
Okay, start with Mozambique.
Okay. We have so many experiences, which is one of the things that makes us so unique. So, for example, if you're looking to cool off because it's really hot and you don't want to sit on the roof, you could sit in the Shabian Lounge, catch some live music Thursday through Sunday.
That's right.
You've got the roof over you, but the open air. Or you could head downstairs to the Durban Room, which is kind of like a speakeasy lounge. A lot of people don't even know it's there. And we do have live music down there Friday and Saturday.
You do?
So we've got, you know, a garden patio if you're looking for serene and kind of to get away. Or if you want to be, like, in the crowd and be seeing the rooftops where it's at. So I would say journey through the whole building. Depends on your vibe, but yeah.
Morning, you know, through night, like.
Right.
We're open every day, lunch and dinner, happy hours every day, and brunch is Saturday, Sunday, so. There's never a time you can't come.
Should have a tour guide with maps.
Honestly, we do kind of need a tour guide because there's like so many levels and so many rooms. So our hosts try to be good tour guides.
And they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I mentioned earlier that there's a new blues night at Skyloft.
Yes.
In my weekend
update.
So
this is going to be our first blues night with the Disciples this Sunday at 7. And the past few weeks we did a DJ Sunday, but I think this will be like a really cool, unique night that like nowhere else has.
Yeah, and we have reggae at Mozambique Sunday, blues night, plus you can shuttle.
Yes.
You can take the free shuttle back and forth.
You can, yeah. We'll shuttle you.
We use that quite a bit, me and my friends.
Good, yeah. That.
And I think you mentioned earlier you had a special surprise.
Yes.
Was that breaking news?
Breaking news. I can give her the breaking news banner here. Yeah,
please.
So let's do the breaking news banner for her. Go ahead.
Okay. Are we ready?
Give me 2 seconds. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Breaking news. All right. Breaking news. There you go.
Okay. So we are adding a sister restaurant, a new concept, and that's going to go where Tommy Bahama's was.
No!
Yeah. Finally, Tommy Bahama's. Darby is excited. I love it. They'll chime in from the pot.
Yeah, that's very
so it's
cool.
Going to be called Laguna Fish Co. Restaurant and Bar.
Okay.
And it's going to be a fast casual concept where you come in, order, find your seat, get your drinks. It's going to be beautiful. So we're really excited about it.
Lisa Farber breaking yet another story here in Laguna Beach. Very
you know,
cool.
I think I broke the Daryl's House news, but is that, you know, can you say anything about that? Or is that.
Oh.
Still
it's still. I'm not sure exactly where we are in the process of. Like,
but it's moving forward.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we can only hope about that.
Yeah. Pray and hope. And
right. So instead of breaking news, that was more of a cat's out of the bag kind of thing, right there.
Well, Ivan Spears, the owner.
Congratulations.
So
that's
much invested
awesome that
in
you're
this
doing
town.
That. Yes.
You know,
thank you.
I can't say enough good things about
him.
And he's such a benevolent person. Right. And.
And it's going to be called Laguna Fish Co?
Laguna Fish Co.
Okay,
you
excellent.
Got it.
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're shooting for August, an August opening. So hopefully that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, count us in.
Okay,
count us
birthday
in.
Party.
Yeah, table for 7, 8, 9, table for 9, please.
Yeah. I think we're going to have one of those big community tables.
We should. Very cool.
Well, I'll share.
So we have a couple of songs that you submitted, and I understand they are Ivan Spears selections.
Correct.
You know, he likes to jam with the bands.
Yeah.
He's like, I guess he's the rocker. He's a rocker at heart.
Yeah. When I saw the list, I thought the squat song was for Ivan.
And
I
want an Ivan song for sure.
I want to play For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield.
You got it.
That's cool.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Samantha.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
And we're back. This lady to my left is Mish McClendon of Mish McClendon Jewelry.
Mish.
She is always modeling some of her art jewelry sculpture. Yes, every time I see her, she's always wearing beautiful pieces.
They are magnificent. Uh-huh.
Which she creates in her studio gallery next to the post office in downtown Laguna. Congratulations to you for being voted favorite jewelry designer and favorite jewelry store.
Yay. Woo!
Cool.
Thank
nice.
Yeah,
Mish.
That's big.
Mish, deserved, deservedly deserved. So. Yes. Yes.
So, Mish, what are the favorite things people love about your jewelry?
Maybe that it's so like personal, or it can be personal. Like they come in and they see me making it. I think some jewelers do make their own work in house, but maybe they kind of hide it. And I kind of like showcase me working on it so everyone can see like the whole process.
That is true. She, right in the studio,
right.
She hammers away.
She's with a metalsmith is what she is.
Lots of tools. Yeah. You got to check it out. Right. And the firing up of them and the...
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. The torch and the hammering. And basically my whole work studio is just like strewn with all kinds of ideas and craziness. And right. I think it's too messy, but people enjoy seeing all of this stuff.
Yeah, no, that's you. Absolutely. You mentioned to me that it's like got a primitive style.
Yeah, so, really like ancient. It looks handmade. You can tell it was made by hand. Right. And kind of like anti corporate in the box.
Right.
And the gems that you use, tell us how you curate the, or, you know, find those.
I always try to use like unique gems, but lately I've been doing a lot more raw, like crystals, not even cut, so you can see how the crystals grow, and it's more like raw and primitive.
Is it possible to damage crystals as you're working on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does that happen often?
I try not to. I try to use like full clusters and things, and you don't want to like break them apart.
Right.
So yeah, sometimes you have to like baby them.
Okay. And you do also like men's. You have a men's line, right?
Yeah. Actually, it's more like a lot of my pieces are unisex.
Okay.
Like a lot of pieces, I might even like a ring. I might even make for a girl. Like a guy might come in and put it on a dude's chain or leather or something. I guess that's part of it being like more like sculpture than just jewelry.
Sculpture, yes, that's right. What it says on her sign.
Right.
Tiny jewelry sculpture. It's important.
Do you have clients? And I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm buttoning into your. Do you have clients that come in and go, "Well, I can imagine this in my head. Can you create this for me?"
That was my next question.
Yeah. Was it really? Get over
right
here.
Your commissions. Yeah, right on. Think alike.
Yeah, I really like it when people come in and they let me kind of have a little bit of free rein on it.
Right.
And they just give me their like basic idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you have a spring line, sorry, summer spring line.
Yeah. It was spring. Now it's, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
tell us about that.
So like this one thing I'm wearing, it's a fossilized seashell, like kind of almost like a little conch shell. Mm. And it's, I think it was replaced with agate and then it has like little crystals on it. So I actually started doing some wire wrapping.
Yes, and wire wrapping.
I like thought it was kind of beachy, springy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing to do. And then this is a tail.
It's like a little crescent moon.
Crescent moon.
Kind of like turned
okay.
Over.
I thought it was a yeah. Real tail. But you know, it's a crescent moon. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like tons of crescent moons. Actually, that's my, that's how I sign my work now.
Oh.
Yeah, with like a little custom crescent moon stamp. So
you how, love the moon. She loves the moon.
Yeah.
You
the how very 60s hippie of you.
Yeah. Right. I'm not even a name anymore. I'm just like a symbol.
I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I keep saying like Prince.
I'm definitely doing the next full moon drum circle with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were on their way to that. That was good. Yeah. And so, I mean, being such a creative, you know, eclectic person, your musical tastes reflect that.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
Funky.
Yeah. So you chose some really cool tunes. The Simeon Mobile Disco. Mobile Disco.
Oh, right? Yes.
Yeah. Simeon Mobile Disco.
Oh, the audacity of huge audacity, is what you
yeah,
chose.
Yeah, yes. She did.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's just funky and weird. Yeah. I like how it's got almost like an 80s kind of weird little vibe thing.
Yeah, do you crank that in the studio?
Yes.
In the jewelry?
Yes.
Well, you did win for favorite jewelry store, and it's because it you know you do create there, and people can see that. And also, you have some really good parties there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, like Art Walk. Art Walk's usually yeah. rocking or
right
is getting
on.
Back to
the,
it.
The ancient Victorian yeah. furniture, and it's just got a good vibe in there, and she can lay out a spread, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Carpet, Darby.
Tell the audience exactly where you're located.
Yeah.
Oh, my new spot, it's beside the post office.
Yeah. No,
it's actually, it's not, I guess it's new-ish. It's been like
yeah.
2 years now, but right. Some people are still going to my old place.
But it's the post office in downtown Laguna, not South Laguna.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. By the lumber yard. Yeah.
That's right. All right, so we're going to play Audacity of Huge. We're going to do that one.
All right, thanks, Mish.
Thanks, Mish.
Huge. Audacity.
Yes, this is Lisa's Takeover.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I have a challenge for the listeners.
Okay.
Let's raise the most money on this final day of the takeover.
Let's.
During my show.
Let's. Yeah. That's a good challenge, show. Yes.
You can call or text the number, call this number or text the word Lisa to the same number, 949-715-5936.
Okay.
And, yeah, we have a couple more guests to talk to. I'm
well,
so
first
excited.
Of all, thank you for the support and taking the time and volunteering your time for this hour and putting this amazing cast together.
This was fun. We're all in here. We'll take photos.
I'm in the room with all of Laguna's favorites right now, and that's really pretty cool. Thank you. Yes.
Just a few of them.
Yeah, I know. I know there's 100 of them.
That are online right now at LagunaBeachVibe.com.
Love that.
Okay. Okay. So, next, we will be speaking to gallery manager, right? Gallery manager? Was that good?
Is that what we call it?
Sure.
Right.
Okay. Stacey Dumas of Woods Cove Art Studio and Gallery at Coast Highway and Diamond, just a few steps from here.
Hi, Stacey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Our readers awarded Woods Cove Favorite Arts Program, and boy, do they sure have a lot of arts programs.
Ooh.
So, Stacey, tell us what art programs you offer and why they are the favorites.
Well, I think because, first of all, we are putting together several programs, and we'd like to invite the community to give us any type of suggestions they might have that they might be looking for as well. We want to have service to our community. And so if anybody has any great ideas, I wanted to first start out by inviting, people to bring their ideas to our gallery and our art studio so that we can, customize things to suit our community's needs.
Wow,
first and
nice.
Foremost.
Cool. That is very cool.
So please call us. Please write us on email, social media, all of that good stuff. Or stop in, most importantly, to see the beautiful space and art. We have healing arts segments that we're creating so that we can have a conscious community, because of course in order to create beautiful things we were created to create, and in order to come up with our best work I think it's important to have a healthy mindset and wellness. And so we created the healing arts programs just to concentrate on that. And so we've been doing sound baths with Selah Sounds. And that's usually on an evening, on a Saturday, so we can take advantage of the sunsets.
Right.
And we typically incorporate some nice, warm tinctures of mushroom elixirs or some aromatherapies into the closing of the...
I've done it.
This is very cool.
Really
I'm
nice.
Hearing this. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. So
really balancing. It's great.
Right.
Yeah. You got to get in the space to create. So that's what we're trying to do
so
there
cool.
with that
yeah.
principle. And then also, we're going to add a new program called Breathwork Meditation, and we're considering putting that in front of our healing sound bath segment so that you can have a little extra time to center yourself and then fully immerse yourself in a sound bath. So that's going to be coming up to be announced in July. Okay. And Morgan Denae, she has a company here and a studio where it's called Morgan Denae Wellness. And so she does all types of breathwork meditation classes, meditative dance journeys. And I was speaking with her just yesterday, and she has this other incredible concept that she's putting together called a silent disco. So while she, you know, puts together the equipment to have that,
right,
one of the unique things that we have at our studio is we have some parking space. Yes. And so possibly in the yeah future, we're going to have some dance classes, but right, it'll be through headsets so right that
people will be dancing, but the outside
yeah
world won't hear
exactly
it.
Exactly. Right. They'll just see a bunch of people having love a great that time, and right they'll be curious driving by and hopefully stop in and participate.
Okay.
So that's up and coming in July.
This is some great programs.
I have a question yeah for you about sure the Breathworks sound immersion thing. Mm-hmm. How long a period are you doing Breathworks before you can immerse yourself in the sound?
Yes. They're both one-hour sessions
okay
right now.
All right. Excellent. Thank mm-hmm you. I'm digging the silent disco idea too. I can see it. I can see me not dancing well, but I can definitely
that's
picture
okay
it. Yeah,
it's all about just having fun.
I was just kidding. I dance really great.
Some, you know, spaces to heal and
right
and enjoy the community.
Beautiful.
Also, anything something new we're adding is a sip and sculpture class.
Okay.
And so you've heard of the paint and palette,
yes,
you know, where you can
wine drinking,
wine and,
right,
you know, drink
right
wine and
yes
paint. Well, we're going to sculpt and drink wine. And this is going to be brought to you by Rachel Chang. She's a graduate of Laguna College of Art and Design.
Nice.
And she graduated there with a Bachelor of Fine Arts, so she can also do painting classes and drawing classes as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're going to focus on sculpting.
Nice.
And it'll be a three-hour class. And we'll be using water-based clays so that you'll be able to bring your sculpture home at the end of the class.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very
wow
cool. So
blown away by all these programs.
So with water-based, do you not have to put that in a kiln of some kind? Or?
No, I
okay
believe that just dries on its own.
I love
and
that.
It'll set up and no kiln.
You have thought of everything. This is awesome.
Well, I have a lot of help, you know. I mean, she's the expert, Rachel. You know, she got to check out her work too. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that anything else? Any other programs?
Yeah,
I want to cut you off.
There's more. Of course, we love music as a part of art, and so
yes
we're going to possibly have another live music event that's going to be up and coming, but TBD. And then also T. Jefferson Parker, you may have heard of him.
Yeah.
Yes,
author,
the Thousand Steps. Index. Yes, yeah,
yeah.
So we're going to have him over for a book
oh
signing.
Right on.
And also, I've been in contact with Blind Melody. I don't know if you've heard of her from Laguna Beach High School.
Okay. No.
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 Okay, so she is self-taught. She is fully blind, and she plays the piano and sings
oh, yes
beautifully. And she recently sang the national anthem at one of the Angels games.
Okay.
She did the promenade, Ken?
Yes. Yes,
she did the girl, little girl in the promenade,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but then also, you know, recently we were featured at the NAMM show at the Guitar Boutique Showcase. Nick Hernandez has two wonderful guitars that he sculpted, and they're fully playing wonderful, you know, instrumental works of art.
Beautiful imagery.
And
I've seen them. They're beautiful.
Yeah, he got
yes
a lot of traction there
yeah
and a lot of attention, and rightfully so. And then also we do a lot with UNESCO, so United Education, Science and Cultural Organization. And Victoria Moore, she has the Atomic Babylon series that she's going to be rotating her collection in a permanent space at the gallery.
Yeah.
So we have several artists that have been recognized by UNESCO. One recently, new in April, Jacek Lazuka. He was recognized. And then we also have Maya Tavenotti. You know, she's going to the moon with her artwork.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's awesome, Stacey. And I love the song that you picked.
Yeah.
Well, I want to dedicate it to Tony Cox, my brother.
Yeah. Okay.
And him and I are just, you know, frickin' frack. And he introduced me to Taylor. So
Taylor
I just
Hawkins
want to set it out
Yes, this is a Taylor Hawkins
this
song.
This is from our beloved Taylor Hawkins.
With the Coattail Riders.
And it's called Middle Child.
You got it.
But absolutely not least, we did not have a category for favorite supporter of the arts. But if we did, Ken Aubuchon would have been tough to beat. Ken is here in the studio.
Ken.
I'm so excited.
The greatest supporter of just about everything in town.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ken single-handedly curated the Fête de la Musique last weekend, if you were
not
all down single-handed, there.
Not single-handed.
Oh, well, okay.
No. Gene Fallowfield was 50-50 with me.
All right. Okay. Halfway. But it was an incredible event. There were 33 bands, and it was a huge success. And wherever I go, Ken is always there to lend his support to Laguna Beach's cultural arts. I just want to know, Ken, what are some of your favorite bands and venues and events of late?
Well, yes. What for me is really fun is discovering new performers. And we discovered several of them just in the last couple months, and then they were in the Fête de la Musique. And one of them was a singing duo, Matt Jaramillo and his singing partner, Peyton. And they sing these wonderful harmonies. And I discovered them by being at the Cliff to see the Dupp Brothers. And when the Dupp Brothers took a break, this couple stepped up because they're friends of one of the guys in the Dupp Brothers. And the Dupp Brothers liked them. And they sang these incredible songs. And I thought, oh, my God.
Got to get them with the Fet.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And also, I was in the Brasa Gallery, one of my favorite art galleries.
Right.
A month ago. And this guy walked in and started playing guitar and singing in Spanish. And he was all self-contained. He had his microphone. He had a power pack on the back. And it just happened that somebody, they were at Taco Loco, and somebody said, oh, let's go down to the Brasa Gallery. So they walked down to the Brasa Gallery. He walks in and starts playing. It was amazing. So he was in the Fête de la Musique also, playing outside the Brasa Gallery. And when I wanted to make sure he was going to be there, because he lives in Santa Ana, but it turns out that his father had been a mayor of Santa Ana for many years. Anyway, when I wanted to make sure he was going to be there, he said, don't worry. He said, I'm a triple Virgo.
Oh, one of those. All right, yeah.
I'm only a single Virgo, but I get a lot of flack for that. So I know the feeling. But anyway, the Fête de la Musique was, it came off pretty good. Yeah. There were some things we weren't sure about. One was the West African drummers at Hugo Rivera's gallery. Nice. They usually play there very late after art walk. Like they start at 9 o'clock and they're out on the sidewalk and they make a lot of noise. You can hear them from a block away. That's the whole point of West African drumming. It's a communication. It carries a long distance. And so we were very concerned about that because there's no way you can turn it down.
Right.
So what we did is instead of having four drummers, we just had two, and somehow it worked. We didn't get any complaints. They just did their thing.
Was it as cool sounding?
I think so. Well, I don't know about the sound, but it was beautiful. And there's this dancer, Sinahi.
Beautiful.
She is amazing.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh, incredible. So that was...
What a great job you did with the Fête, by the way. I need to just tell you...
Oh, thank you.
As much running around as you did and as much that took place, the Fête was a huge success as somebody who just loves entertainment and loves to be hanging out and... Yeah. You know, it's part of the fabric of this community, and thank you.
Well, for me, part of the pleasure was going around with Corey Sparkle and Steve Orlick. Corey is the videographer and Steve's photographer. So we went and we hit every single venue.
Yes, you did. I mean, the musical act. Speaking of venues, I see you at the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center. You're a big supporter of Rick Conkey and what he does there. Ken is so generous, so gracious. He's always offering a ticket to somebody if, you know, they can't afford it or whatnot.
Right.
He'll put a note out there. And you'll always see him around town. So
you literally have your finger on the pulse of Laguna Beach.
The pulse.
You do.
Yeah. Ken and I. we share.
You've got your entire hand gripped around the rest of the pulse.
Amazing. He goes out when I don't go out. But are there any events you're looking forward to or coming up?
Well, now I'm looking forward to this one at the Festival of Arts on October 26th.
Oh, look at you. Thank
because
you.
Because the first time I ever saw Stacy, she was Roller Girl for Halloween at the Cliff.
Right.
And she won first prize. She just walked away with it, and I never saw her again for a year, but I would ask about her. Well, who is she? And the next year, she showed up again with a totally different thing. And again, she either won or almost won. And so then I got to meet her. And I said, hey, you know, how would you like to be a French mime in the Fête de la Musique? And she said, yes.
She was fantastic.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic.
Beret. Yeah. So Ken, I was really impressed with your musical selections, I have to say. Is there anything else you want to say that's important? Because I'm going to cut to your song.
No. Is there anything you want to say that's not important?
You know,
a lot of trivia.
I just really appreciate you and, you know, being such a supporter of not just the musical arts, but, you know, the Coast Film Festival. Right. I mean, anything that's going on in town, if you tell Ken, he'll be there to check it out.
Well, give yourself some credit. You're the one who suggested that I go to that film festival. Well, okay. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Really. Yeah. Coast
we really owe you a great debt of thanks.
Anybody, you know, enjoys my weekend updates and you know, and gets information from LagunaNow.com, then, you know, make a pledge.
All right.
With my name on it.
All right.
I'd really appreciate that.
Right on.
Yeah, because I put a lot of effort into
it. You put effort into everything you do, right?
That's telling everybody what's going on. Right. That's my thing. So Ken chose a song that I really like. It's very poignant. It's the Billy Joel song called This Is the Time.
Let's hear it. You want to hear it now?
Yes.
Let's do it.
These are the days to hold on to.
Hi, everyone. It's Lisa's Takeover, and we're nearing the end.
Oh,
it was so much fun.
I wanted to keep going, I swear, man.
Well, I want to take this moment to thank a few people. First of all, Lynn Shardlow. Thank you, Lynn, for your generous donation of $150.
Lynn!
Yes,
all right.
Thank you so much.
She's such a supporter of the show.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank all my favorite business owners here today, and Ken, honorary Ken, that came in today, who, by the way, donated to the station. So thank you for supporting local radio. As you have heard today, it definitely gives the business community an important voice. As you heard a lot about these wonderful businesses here in town. Does anyone have anything else they want to add before we get shuttled out of here?
I do. I want to thank you, Lisa Farber, not just for coming in every Friday and giving the entire town the scoop, the poop, the thing, everything that's happening in the community, not just that, but for your constant support of everything that involves art or musicians. You support us, and we really, really, really appreciate you.
Thank you, Ed. It's such a pleasure coming in and speaking with you on Fridays. It really starts my day with a jolt.
Thank you.
And I was going to say joy.
Joy. It sounds like a cattle prod, you know?
Also, I just want to also say that, like, the money that you donate here, it goes to, you know, not only the human factor, you know, the humans have to run the station. That's why it's human crafted radio.
Right.
And they need to, you know, be fed and clothed and, you know.
I've been wearing the same shirt for 10 years.
Pay their rent and whatnot. Yeah. But the money is also needed to keep the lights on. All right.
Yes.
Keep the equipment up to date.
Right.
Reupholster the couch.
Thank you.
In the lobby.
Thank you.
That's every, I think, 2 years.
Right.
From, you know, the action that it gets. Keeping the coffee and the Twizzler supply well stocked. I had a little organic muffin this morning that I took from the fridge. Food, snacks, this and that. And I want to wish you a happy 10th birthday.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's a year, it's going to be wild, our celebration in the fall.
We consider you part
of the family.
Here's to another
10. Yes. Another 10.
Yes.
They better be good.
Yeah.
Yay, Darby.
Thank you, Darby. Perfect timing. All right, Lisa, thank you so very much. That's Lisa Farber, Laguna Beach Vibe, LagunaNow.com. If you want to donate to her hour for the next 60 minutes, call the lobby, 949-715-4859, 949-715-4859. Call the lobby to donate to Lisa. And then the rest of the day, you can go up on the website, whatever. It'll be up in a couple of minutes. So thank you so much, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Love you. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, the age of the inmates I remember quite freely.